Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson joins us every Monday, including Labor Day, which, funny enough, you know, radio hosts and sheriffs and deputies don't get the day off, right, Sheriff?
That is correct. Unfortunately, we still have to work.
Whenever there might be crime or calls for help, you guys have to work, which is, I think, pretty much every day. Isn't that right?
It is every day. But, you know, the good news for my guys on the road is they're getting overtime pay today when they work.
All right. So they're probably eager for the little pay bonus. They'll take that.
I know.
Candy, you're funny. Anything incident-wise? I didn't have anything on my list. Anything incident-wise in the last week that we need to talk about?
No, it's been calm, and I hate to jinx myself. I do this all the time. But, yeah, it was very calm and subdued here in Santa Rosa County over the weekend. So
even on Labor Day, even Labor Day weekend, a lot of extra people are out to the beach and stuff, and everything's fine?
Yeah, and, you know, during Labor Day and Memorial Day weekends, we put the SROs go out to the beach and patrol. So usually we have like six or seven of them out there, and that's all they do is just patrol the beach on four-wheelers. And it's a good time. They enjoy it, obviously, and the people out there love seeing law enforcement out there. So it's a good thing.
Pensacola Police Department a couple of years ago went to shorts in the summer, especially when they're, you know, beat cops and the bike cops and stuff. Do all your guys and gals wear long pants, even in the summer, even on the beach?
No, not on the beach. We have a beach uniform, and it's basically shorts and a polo shirt.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, when they're on the beach, they're in shorts.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah, I know. That would be terrible.
I've been to Fort Pickens. I know what happens when you're wearing full wool in the summer. You know, it's a bad story.
Yes, it is.
You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is you sent a whole team of people down to Big Bend to help out for Hurricane Idalia. How many went, and what are they doing right now?
Yeah, I think we sent about 16 of them, and they're doing everything. We have some that do patrol, so the Lafayette County, they're all in Lafayette County, so the deputies who work there can go home and tend to their houses because we have the patrol function covered. And then we have others that are actually just working with backhoes and chainsaws, just clearing roads and getting trees off people's houses and helping them put the blue tarps up. I mean, they're doing a little bit of everything.
Is this? Now, I know sometimes when we've talked about this in the past, you kind of have to go self-sufficient. Like you have to go able to take care of all of your own needs, you know, from fuel to water to food and all of that. But I didn't know how. I know a lot of the recovery has been done already. It's still an enormous problem, obviously. But are they in a situation where they're kind of like self-sufficient in that way, or are they able to tie into local services yet?
Yeah, no, they're totally self-sufficient. So when they go down, we have a food trailer where it's got a smoker and a grill. And so they and all their own food. They have their own freezer unit. They take their own gas. They have their own shower trailer. It's we bought a shower trailer with FEMA money from the last hurricane, and it's four different stalls, and each stall has a shower and a toilet and a sink. So yeah, they go down. They don't need anything from the local area because they're already tapped out. You know, I mean, it's pretty much destroyed down there. So they take care of themselves.
Yeah, it wouldn't make much sense to have to put up a pod and then to have to give the pod to take care of the people who are supposed to be helping. You know, that would
right,
be kind of counterproductive.
Exactly.
Hey, I had a kind of an odd story. I actually did it as one of the transgressors topics on Friday, but it had to do with a case out of California in San Francisco where this bakery chain or soup chain, some kind of a restaurant chain, they were refusing to let armed people come in. So it was kind of a no guns. You know, they wanted to make it a gun-free zone. Well, the application of this was they weren't going to allow military in uniform with guns or police in uniform with guns inside of the store. And my question was just from a legal perspective. I mean, I know they're dumb, you know, that aside. To what degree can a store prevent a cop from coming in? Because, I mean, I'm assuming that in some ways it's like your house. Like, if I don't want the police to come in my house, you have to have a warrant or you have to be, you know, imminent circumstances or something like that. But a business is a public place of accommodation, so I guess it's probably a little different. But I don't know the answer to that, and I was curious.
Yeah, they can. Any business can say, we don't want law enforcement in here. You're not allowed in while you're armed. Any business can do that. Fortunately, here in Santa Rosa County, 99.9% of all businesses are run with people who aren't stupid. So, you know,
What was that stat again? That was Ipsos Research. Is that what that was? What was it again? 99.9%?
99.9%. And I only do that 0.1% because I haven't been in every business, so I don't know. But yeah, in California, it's just it's amazing. So this is what I would say to that business owner if I was a sheriff of that that county that this occurred in. I'd be like, okay, so no guns. All right, so when you're getting robbed, don't dial 911 because we are not allowed in there. So right. What are we going to do for you? We can't, obviously, we can't stop the robber because you won't let us in. So it's just stuff like that. It just makes you just go crazy. I mean, how that people actually have that thought process of, I want my store to be a gun-free zone. Well, look at Chicago. That's a gun-free zone.
Right.
They don't have killings there. It's working great for them. And they still have that thought process. It just—it's amazing to me.
It is amazing. But I was right though. If obviously if you have a warrant, but also if there's a crime in commission or something like that, you would be able to enter even without their consent, right?
Yeah. If you have we have a lawful duty to react to criminals, obviously. So if there's something going on in there, they cannot keep the police out. If we get a call, say a customer calls and says, "Hey, they did something to me," or whatever. They can't keep the police out then.
Got it.
They can only do it if I'm going in to buy a donut or something and say, we don't want you here, then they can do that. But
well, there's plenty of other places that'll sell you donuts. So that's good news. 99.9% here. You heard it from Sheriff Bob. Are not idiots. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff. Sheriff, thanks for taking a few minutes for us on Labor Day. I appreciate it. And please, as always, communicate to your folks whenever you have a chance how much we really do appreciate them. Sir, we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Andrew. Y'all take care.